To Psalms chapter 100. As some of you may have seen, some of you may or may not in the back seen this chair sitting up front. I think Brother Ken. Brother Ken asked about it. You know me, I like to have a little display. I put them up there before service gets you, triggered your mind a little bit. There's a chair sitting right up front here. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's have a word of prayer. Excuse me? Well, that's what Brother Ken and Sister Linda said. Somebody got in trouble. No, that's not what it's for. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, we're thankful for the very plan of salvation, dear Heavenly Father. Again, some of the thoughts we mentioned this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, that the angels look into the plan of salvation. They desire to see its working. And dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for that, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we're thankful that it's not a mystery to us. We're thankful that it's not something that's we got to figure it out. But dear Lord, your Spirit has taught us some things, and we appreciate that, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, you put a plan in salvation, a plan of salvation, before you spoke the very thing in existence, dear Heavenly Father. Before you said, let there be light, dear Lord, you had this plan all set out, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Lord, we're thankful that we can have an understanding of it. We're thankful that we see it. We're thankful that we experience it, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Lord, we want it to stay a blessing to our hearts and souls all through our lives, dear Lord, that one day we'll stand before you and we'll be able to thank you personally, dear Lord, for allowing us to be a part of this wonderful plan of yours. Heavenly Father, there are many people that make plans. Dear Lord, our governments do. Rich people do. Society does. They make plans for all kinds of things. We make plans in life, dear Heavenly Father. But there's no greater plan except for the plan of salvation. And Lord, we're thankful to be a part of that. We ask you, dear Lord, as we look into the service tonight, the word tonight, dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we are a thankful people. We want to be a thankful people, dear Lord, and give you the praise and the honor, and we'll certainly appreciate that, your goodness to us. Dear Lord, bless the thoughts that we have. Anoint the word, anoint me that I'll bring it as you'd have us to. In Jesus' name, amen. In Psalms chapter 100, I was just going to read one verse, but only five verses. We'll read the whole chapter. I think all of us could probably quote the majority of it. David says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Verse 4 is a thought we're going to look at again, mentioning some thoughts about thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I know every one of us have read this chapter, read those verses. And I think, Lord, help us. I believe from all of us, we could use a little bit of help of being thankful. Of entering into the service with a joy upon our hearts. And he says, the very first part, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving. And I want to add a little bit of thoughts to that verse there. And I can put on there, enter into the day. Every single day. As saints of God, we should be a thankful people. Amen. I encourage myself with this thought many times. And you know, as I said, sometimes I might have mentioned this a different time. We live in a world and a time that is just... it is a dangerous time. And people are being so aggressive of how they want to live and how they want to take and how they think they should expect everything to come to them free and all these things and just take over the land, so to speak. And sometimes the way the government runs and the way things are run and the crime is all that, and it can discourage us. But every once in a while I stop when those things come up and I look and I think, thank God, I'm going to a land whose builder and maker is God, and He is the ruler of all those things. That's one thing I am thankful for. This is not my home. This is something I'm passing through one day, and I'm going to leave this old world along with every single soul. And I thank God for the hope that I have that one day I'll make heaven my home. Amen. Being thankful every day. God, thank you one day that I have a promise, that I have salvation today, and I have a home in heaven by the grace of God. Being thankful, enter into every day, every single morning with thanksgiving. Amen. In verse 5 there it says, "For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations." As I just mentioned a little bit ago, and I wrote that down on my note again this evening here. For the Lord is good. Be sure to see it. Brother Bert wasn't here this morning. We were talking about the goodness and the severity of God. And one of the things, and that I studied out, and it said, "Behold the goodness and the severity of God." And the word "behold" in the Greek translation means be sure to see it. Observe. That word "behold," observe. Make sure you have an opportunity to see the plan and the goodness, as verse 5 says here, "For the Lord is good." Make sure you experience that. Make sure you experience that time. Make sure you experience the gift of salvation one day. Make sure you have an understanding of that by the grace of God. If there are going to be people to travel through this life and may live, as I said this morning, may live 100 years plus and never experience the real goodness of God in their lives. I thank God at 17 years old that God witnessed it to me, and I thank God I received it and I understood a part of the goodness of God. And from that time to this time, it has been a wonderful blessing to me. The goodness of God. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Are you happy?
Amen. Thank the Lord.
I want you to think about that a little bit. Are you happy? Does your character show it? You and I, we walk around through life. I tell you, some people, you just take a little step over to this side and veer from them. The look on their face. Some of them are sad. Some of them are just discouraged. Some of them are mad. Some of them, all kind. And recently, in the last little bit of time, I know we don't go around with it all the time, but I thought, Lord, help me to have a countenance of happiness. I know there's problems everywhere, but help me to have a countenance of happy. Help me to be able to smile. Help me to be able to be happy about the day, the good things, the things of God. Are we happy? Does your countenance show it? Does your face show it? Or do we wear all the problems of the day on our face? We go in the store, does people look at us and think, that person's not happy by the look on their face, or do they think there's something that they have? Some of you have talked about some of the young girl that's in Hagerstown, Crystal's young girl. I can't remember what's her name. That's in the choir.
Jill.
And I've what's her name?
Jill.
And I've heard multiple people say to her, she's always smiling. She's always sitting there in the choir, and I mean, it's not just a smile. I mean, it's a smile. And she's always delightful to talk to and things like that. I mean, that's just a certain character about her, a little different or whatever. But it's a blessing to her. And the Lord help us. How is our character? How is our face? Do we wear the problems of the day on our face? Or do we express the goodness of God? We used to sing a song with the children. If you're happy and you know it.
Yes. Say amen.
Say amen. Couldn't remember all of them. I wrote a few of them down. If you're happy and you know it. One what? Clap your hand. Another one of the children really liked that. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. Was there any other ones?
Amen.
What was it?
Amen.
Say amen. Clap your feet. Stomp your hand. If you're happy and you know it, say all three. Was that?
If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot that part. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Do we show a character of happiness? Every single one of us in here, no doubt, we have pain somewhere in our body. We have family concerns. We have problems. We have issues. But do we carry that with us? Enter into the day. I know it says enter into the gates, but I'm saying enter into the day with thanksgiving. I've got pains. I've got, there's probably not a one of us. I've said something to this about Linda a while back, and she said that the doctor told Shorty to do this. I said, well, I don't know if a doctor has, I have to tell you. But when I get up either in the middle of the night or the morning, and I just sit on the side of the bed for at least a couple seconds before I get up. I don't jump up out of bed and go on about it because, you know, that doesn't work. Once you get up and you make sure your senses, you get on your feet and things, make sure everything's well, there's pain, there's problems. Maybe there's problems when you went to bed and you woke up. But how is the day? Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that I have Christ to go to, whatever the problems are, whatever the pain is, whatever the condition is. Lord, I can bring these and present them to you. Thankful for those things. When Jesus was carrying his cross and he was on the way to Calvary, and he fell beneath the cross because he had been beaten, he had been whipped, he had been gone through all those things. He knew what he was about to face, to being crucified on the cross. And the women of there that were following him were crying, they were mourning, they were, I think the Bible says, lamenting there. And he said, don't cry for me. Cry for yourselves. Cry for yourselves. See, it's a mindset of how we are. I know I have problems. I know I have pains. I know I have concerns and all. But thank God I can look beyond that. As the song says sometimes, I didn't write it down. I rise above all doubt and strife and see my title clear. Thank the Lord I have a place in heaven one day by the grace of God. Paul and Silas were beaten. They were cast into jail for preaching this gospel, for casting the demons out of a woman. And they were taken and they were beaten. They were thrown into the inner prison. Their feet were in stock and their backs were bleeding. And who knows what all was wrong with them. And they didn't sit there and be saddened. Okay, so let's have prayer. Let's sing some songs. Let's give God praise. And God opened the prison doors. And one of the jailers there got saved through that. Lord, help us. You know what a lot of times people see our salvation is when we're going through a difficult time and we keep Christ first. When we keep Christ, thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for his goodness. I was going to get the words to it. Sister Ann sings a song I enjoy. God wants to hear you sing.
Yes, amen.
There's several parts in that verse and that chorus part of there. But it says, when things are hopeless. To us, things look hopeless sometimes. To us, things there's no answer to these things. They're hopeless. God wants to hear you sing when the lowest part of your life. God still wants to say, "Lord, help us to give God praise." I think one of the verses and then one of the parts of the chorus here it says, "Walls are crushing around us in despair." When everything around you just seems to be crushing around, coming down and all you see is despair. All you see is trouble. All you see, what does the character of our face represent? Is it thanksgiving? See, the enemy will try to do his very best and tell us we're compromised. Tell us we're being a hypocrite. You don't feel good. You have a headache. You pressed your way to church. You don't feel like testifying. You don't feel saved. Whatever. He does those things. He goes through all this process of things. Lord, I want to thank God I'm saved. I want to thank God for another day of life. Thank God for his goodness to us. Thank God that he kept me saved through another day. Verse 4, he's in there. He says, enter into his gates. And I added there, enter into the day, into the morning. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be more thankful. Help us more to be more verbal on our thanksgiving to God. I know a lot of times we may say it in our mind, we may say it in our private prayer, but help us to truly express those things. Let's go to Psalms chapter 68. In Psalms chapter 68, If you all have that chapter, let's read this verse together in verse 19. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. It is way too easy to look at the negative side of things of life than it is the benefit side of things of life. The good things of life. He said, David says here, that he daily loads us with benefits.
Yes, he sure does.
I thank God for a beautiful church that we have.
Yes, yes.
I thank God for an enjoyable, comfortable place. Heat, air conditioning. Now, one of you want to know why this chair is up here. Would you rather be sitting on the pews that you're sitting on? Well, that's been. We've all sat on that chair for many years.
Yeah.
Ain't too bad you're going to sit there for a while. Mm-hmm. Say you're sitting there through a camp meeting or revival. You got to sit there for about an hour, hour and a half. That's not too comfortable. One time, I remember Sister Jones when she'd hold this revival, and she, many, many, many years ago, and she used to go to Africa. Let me take that down before it falls. And she'd go to Africa, and she would be preaching in Africa. And if you remember some of them, she goes, they would sit on stones. Come there and sit on a stone, and maybe somebody, I think she said, somebody come in and they'd scoot over and make room for the other stone. Sit on a stone. We would probably, most of us would probably stand because we wouldn't be able to get down on a stone like that.
Yeah.
See, it depends on what we look at.
Yes, yes.
Comfortable. Remember before these pews were padded. Yeah. They're wooden hard benches, and that's why some of those pads were made back here to sit on. I think Brother Herschel's got one somewhere there, don't they? You know, got them pads sitting on there, kneeling on.
Mm-hmm.
All the convenience before we had air conditioning and heat and things, and they had a wood stove in here, and they planted trees along here to kind of keep the sun off the building, and those windows would be open. I remember telling you this one time, my uncle, Lynn's uncle, really, that he lived across the street, his grandmother or his mother lived across the street. He says, I can remember as a young boy walking by this church and hearing him sing the songs because the windows were always open. To get the breeze. That may be something I wish sometimes we did still too. Let's go to Psalms 119. Psalms 119 verse 62 says, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I know that more or less we're looking at this verse of scripture and at midnight, at the darkest times, at a difficult time in our lives, but at midnight. In those most darkest hours of our lives, do we still rise above it and thank God? Do we still look for those things to give God praise? Do we give God thanksgiving in the good times? Because if we're not giving God thanksgiving in the good times, I doubt whether we'll do it in the hard times.
That's true.
I say, Lord, help us to be more thankful. And help us to be more of a thing that just thank God. Thank God I'm saved. Thank God I have a home in heaven that's waiting there for me by the grace of God. Be thankful for whatever our family, whatever it can be, just being thankful for things. In the times when nobody's in the hospital, nobody's sick, nobody's on their deathbed, those things are sort of flowing well, being thankful for those good times. Because David says here, in the midnight hour, and at midnight, I will rise and give thanks. In the darkest time of my life, in the most difficult time of my life, if we're not thankful in the good times and the flowing times, we're not going to be too easy to be thankful in the dark times. In the difficult times. Do we give God thanksgiving? Keep your finger here. I'm going to run over to Hebrews chapter 13. And in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, it says, looking diligently. Wait a minute. Let me get in the. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I've used this verse of scripture many a times. You know, back in the Old Testament, when they had to give a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice, they had to give the very best that they had. They couldn't get an animal that was blind or had mange or had a broken leg or disease or infected. They had to get the best. They had to inspect that animal. They had to look at his teeth, his ears, his eyes, his hoofs, everything about it. It had to be the best. And saints, I believe the same thing God says today in verse 15. But by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. See, I think that verse is there because it's a sacrifice for us to thank God sometimes. It's a sacrifice. I have to give something, an animal, that's dear to me. It's costly. And in the same scenarios, I look at it in their voice. I said, thank God. I remember when I first got saved and things, and I wanted to say, amen. You know, you sit back here as the preacher's preaching. Amen. You know, a little louder. You try to get it. Amen. You know what? Then that came after a while. That came pretty easily. I could sit there. Amen. But you know, even today, sometimes when someone, a minister or whatever, preacher, and somebody sings, thank the Lord. That is sometimes difficult to say. It's something about us. It makes it difficult to say. I know as we become accustomed to it, it can be easier. But it's a sacrifice. Giving thanks to God, giving him praise to God continually by the fruit of our lips, giving him praise. David says in Psalms back there, 119:62, at midnight I will rise and give thanks. I'll give you a little homework. How many of you get up in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock, make a trip to bed, or make a trip to the bathroom. And as I wrote this down, I said, Lord, help me to be that way. There again, when I get up, I kind of just sit there for a couple seconds before I get up and head to the bathroom, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up the other morning, it was the middle of the night, I don't know what time it was. And as I stood up, I looked at the wall, And what was happening, I didn't know it at the time, but there was a helicopter, and we have a big, huge window in our bedroom, and there was a helicopter coming, I guess, from this way, going that way, and his light was shining through the trees. He was so far off, I couldn't, and the light, the whole wall was like sparkling. It was just like, I'm thinking, what in the world is that? And it just sparkling, and it dawned on me. It took a couple seconds, but, so we're kind of, our senses aren't together. You get up this week, tonight, think about it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For what? I don't know. Just thank you, Lord.
That you're able to get up.
Whatever. For whatever reason.
Yep.
Thank God that I'm saved. Thank God that I recognize your goodness. Thank God for the blessing. Whatever.
Amen.
Give God that praise for whatever we do. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. But thanks be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You had victory today. You had strength. You have a home. You have food, clothes, health. Thankfulness. And he says here in these verses he's referring to in 55, 56 there and all, O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God we can have victory over death. Thank God the grave isn't fear for us. The place of death is not a fear for us, because from that time on, we stand before God. You know, the biggest thing I thought when Sister Hall left, it was a sadness to me that she left us. I know she was in a nursing home, and it wasn't really close to here, and the opportunity to see her wasn't good because she was so far away, and then, of course, COVID and all that. But I thought about that little bit of a sadness. Always a sadness when our loved ones leave. But I thought the second that her breath ceased from this body, great joy filled her. All the things of this life was gone. All the pains, all the problems, everything was gone. Every sad incident over in Revelation, God says, I'll wipe away every tear from your eye. I'll wipe away all the sadness. All that was disappeared the second that she passed away and that we passed away. There's a victory in death. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As I was looking at some thoughts for this evening, this afternoon, I thought about our songbook. And I went in the back of our songbook and looked up the word Thanksgiving. And there is a title back there of Thanksgiving. And as I looked through those words or those pages, I don't think we knew any of them. I picked out a couple of them. We're going to read some of the verses here of Thanksgiving. Page 496. In 496, the title of the song is, For All the Blessings of the Year. For all the blessings of the year, for all the friends we hold so dear, for peace on earth, both far and near, we thank Thee, Lord. For life and health, those common things, which every day an hour brings. For home, where our affections cling, we thank the Lord. We thank Thee, Lord. For love of Thine, which never tires, which all our better thoughts inspires, and warms our lives with heavenly fires. We thank Thee, Lord. Turn back the page to 494. Title of it says, We plow the fields and scatter. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. But it is the feed in the water by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in the winter and warms to swell the grain, the breezes of the sunshine, and the soft, refreshing rain. He only is the maker of all things near and far. He paints the wayside flowers. He lights the evening stars. The winds and the waves obey him. By him the birds do feed. Much more to us, his children, he gives us our daily bread. We thank thee then, O Father, for all things bright and good. The seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gift have we to offer, for all thy love imparts, but that which thou desirest, our humble and thankful hearts. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Amen. Then thank the Lord, oh thank the Lord, for all his love. That last verse I thought was something as he goes, reads down through there, we're thankful for all the things, the seed time and harvest and breath and food and gifts and all that. He says the latter part of that third stanza there, he says, but that which thou desire, our humble, thankful hearts. Thankful. Thankful. I believe God desires us to be thankful.
Sure.
God desires us to walk through this life being thankful. Thankful for the little things. So many times that I'm out in nature, I thank God for many things, for me experiencing. I've told this one time before. I was sitting in a deer stand one time, and I'm sitting there, and out of the corner of my eye, I see something right here. And I look over, and there's a tiny, tiny worm, no more than a half inch long. And there, he must have had a string going down through there. And he just, whoop, whoop. And my thought was, there's not a soul except myself and God knows that that thing's right there. See, to recognize God. To recognize. I was in there one time, and a bird landed on my foot. A little tiny bird. He landed on my foot, and I just sat so still. I just thought it was the coolest thing I'd seen. And he came off my foot and landed on my leg. And I thought to myself, I thought, do your best to be as still as he can. He liable come up and land on my chest or my face. I don't know if I could handle that with his claws going at me. But I thought, if he does, try not to be startled. But being thankful, looking out in nature. What is it? Is it Psalms, I think, 119 there? It says, it talked about the glory, the firmaments and the glory of God. I think it's, is it 19 or 119? I think it's 19. Psalms 19 and verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Do we recognize it? Are we thankful of all the things that God done for us and on a daily basis? But that which thou desirest are humble, thankful hearts. Are we thankful? Are we thankful and giving God praise for all that he's done? Maybe a little more homework for the rest of the week. On Thursday today, called our Thanksgiving Day. And as I said, sometimes beginning all this week and all, at the end of each day this week, try to recognize and spend a moment in giving thanks for one thing. When you come down to the end of the day tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, try to remember throughout the day. And see, to do that, you have to think about it through the day. And maybe not something that's everyday occurring, things that happen. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. When you come down to the close of the day and you're ready to lay your head on the pillow, Lord, I thank you for whatever. Can we do that? Lord, help us. Yeah. Help us to be thankful. Not only this week, and I thank God that we do have a Thanksgiving Day set aside for our country. But the saints can be thankful every single day of our lives. May the Lord bless you as we have a song.
Let's open our psalm book and turn to page 377. 377. Steps not to hell.
Father, thou sendest me in mercy given, and yet to beckon me nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. There in my waken doubt, why with thy voice out of my soul death thy whole race. So by my voice to be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Oh, if thy joy sky, sun, moon, and star forgot, up for us fly. Still my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer.
Lord, help us near, my God, to thee.